A study of the World Trade Center collapse points the way toward making skyscrapers less vulnerable to terrorist attacks. The study, presented to Congress today, confirms that fire ultimately brought down the Twin Towers, and it points to failures in fireproofing, sprinkler systems, and evacuation stairs as potential contributors to the loss of life on September 11th. NPR's Richard Harris has the story.
An investigation by the American Society of Civil Engineers shows that the World Trade Center performed remarkably well in some respects. Even though the speeding jet plane severed dozens of critical support columns, investigation leader Gene Corley told a congressional committee today that the remaining columns picked up the load and kept the building standing.
They would have stood there indefinitely, waiting for the next big event if the fire had not been occurring virtually simultaneously with the effects of the impact.
The aircraft fuel set fires throughout several floors of the Trade Center towers, and the fire sprinkler systems didn't work. The water supply had been cut off by the impacts. The catastrophe also cut off water to the sprinklers in another tall building at the Trade Center, Building 7, which ultimately collapsed as well due to fire. That led Corley's committee to a general recommendation.
For buildings that are possibly terrorist targets, the sprinkler system, the water supply, needs to be reliable, and we need redundancy in the system so that if we lose the water from one source, we have another way to supply water.
Even that might not have saved the towers because the fire was extraordinarily intense, and sprinkler systems are designed to stop small fires before they can get big. Corley's team identified another problem, and that's with the fire-resistant material that gets sprayed onto buildings' columns and girders to protect them from intense heat.
For one thing, we found that we need the fireproofing to stick better to the steel.
The impact of the planes knocked that off, hastening the melting of those columns and the eventual collapse of the buildings. The review also found that most stairwells didn't survive the crashes, so the escape routes from the upper floors were cut off. To Glenn Corbett, a fire safety expert at John Jay College in New York City, these shortcomings call for a broad review of building codes for skyscrapers.
We treat 10-story buildings the same way as we treat 100-story buildings under our building codes today.
Okay.
I think we need to have a lot more redundancy when we're talking about very tall buildings. That's not just water supply. That's not just egress. I think we need to have a much better protected building for very tall buildings.
The report issued today stopped short of issuing any specific changes to building codes, but those are expected in the course of a continuing federal review of the collapses. Richard Harris, NPR News, Washington.